In the first part of this film, we looked at the vital importance of the sensitive balances on the Earth for life. We saw that even just one of these balances, with their extraordinary complex features and fine calculations, were missing, then life on Earth would disappear. The establishment of these sensitive balances, a product of God's incomparable art of creation, is just as much a miracle as their continuation. In this part, we shall be looking at other features of our world and the fine calculations on which they depend, and once again witnessing the power and creative artistry of God. The Sun, the nearest star to us. The temperature on this bubbling surface, with its explosions of energy, is 6,000 degrees centigrade. Further in towards the center, however, that figure rises to unimaginable levels. To 15 million degrees centigrade at the Sun's core. The energy produced at that mighty temperature is carried to the Sun's surface as heat and light. These are both of enormous importance to life on Earth. The light and heat that emerge as a result of the exceedingly complex nuclear reactions at the Sun's core have actually been designed with a surprising sensitivity to life. The heat and light produced in the Sun are actually different forms of the energy known as electromagnetic radiation. They move through space in the form of energy waves. There are considerable differences in the wavelengths of electromagnetic radiation. Some energy waves, radio waves for instance, have wavelengths as long as kilometers. Gamma rays, on the other hand, have wavelengths as short as 1/1,000,000,000 of a meter. In other words, the wavelengths of these waves have been distributed over an extraordinarily wide spectrum. It has been calculated that the longest wavelength is some 10 trillion trillion times the size of the shortest one. 10 trillion trillion is an unimaginable number, more than 1 billion billion million. We can more easily illustrate this with an example. If we placed 10 trillion trillion pieces of notepaper on top of one another, they would stretch halfway through the visible universe. Ten trillion, in other words, is a number that baffles the imagination. The curious thing about this, that the electromagnetic energy radiated by our sun is squeezed into an unbelievably narrow range of this giant spectrum. That range is the equivalent of just one sheet of notepaper from all those billion ones. But why is that? The answer to that question is most important, because the rays that can support life on Earth are only the rays within that range. In his book, Energy in the Atmosphere, the British physicist Ian Campbell addresses this question and says that the radiation from the sun and from many sequent stars should be concentrated into a minuscule band of the electromagnetic spectrum which provides precisely the radiation required to maintain life on Earth is very remarkable. Let us now have a closer look at this most extraordinary design in light.